Because it's, you know, it's cold and... No. So, okay. Stooks in the morning.
It's too cold for my gnomes.
I'm sorry, what?
My gnomes, it's too cold for them.
Your gnomes, oh. It's too cold? Explain a little bit more, I'm a little lost.
Well, I listened yesterday and you said it was going to be in the 40s.
I know, I apologize for that.
But now it's in the 20s.
Yeah.
I know, yeah.
And I didn't wrap my gnomes in swaddling clothing.
But your gnomes are just like cement, right?
What?
Aren't they, I mean, your gnomes, are they going to, are you afraid water's going to get in there and break the cement or something? I don't understand. Why would you need to cover up a gnome?
Well, certain areas of a gnome are very vulnerable to frostbite.
A gnome getting, we're talking about like garden gnomes here, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so a gnome can get frostbite?
Why, it's quite easy. Their pointed hats are too far away from their heart. Their little hearts, their tiny hearts cannot pump blood out there.
What?
And the blood gets pumped up to the pointed hat somehow?
Yes.
So that's part of the gnome's body?
Didn't you know that? Have you ever seen a hatless gnome?
I guess I haven't. Chris?
I haven't.
Good point.
See?
So what are you going to do? Are you working on it right now, or what are you doing?
It's going to take forever. I left too many out.
Well, how many gnomes are we talking about here?
Around 4 dozen.
How many?
4 dozen.
Four dozen gnomes. That's a lot of gnomes, man.
I just like gnomes.